Hello, Alyssa here. As some of you might know, I am a special ed teacher who works with kiddos who have autism primarily. That's my full-time job and my passion and just what I love. I also have taken on a second job since April where I teach kiddos who live all the way in China. So I'm in Minnesota, and it's pretty cool to think that pretty much every day, unless I take a day off, I'm reaching kids all the way over in China, teaching them English. It's pretty cool. Something I never thought I would be doing, but it's through VIP Kid. If you're ever interested, let me know. You have to have you don't need a teaching degree, but you do need a bachelor's degree and experience working with kids. You have to be willing to get a little bit of sleep deprivation, because, as you might know, in China, at least for, compared to Minnesota, they are 13 hours ahead. So, for example, it is 8:11 a.m. here, and I just finished teaching a class where it is getting close to bedtime there for these little ones. I just taught an adorable little girl who's 7, and she's learning just, very beginning English, introducing herself, saying how old she is, where she lives. I live in China. Just adorable. And one thing that I've just found really interesting is it doesn't matter where you live, what language you speak. It's like people are just people. I mean, we have different, cultures, and I'm sure, things that we do differently. But it's like, people are just people. Moms are moms, dads are dads, kids are kids. It's just so interesting to me, when I've had this experience, not that I thought they weren't just like us, it's not that, but I don't know. It's just, you just see it firsthand that, at the end of the day, moms and dads and whatever, aunties, uncles, teachers, we all just want the best for our kids. And, kids, love being silly and singing and toys. And it's just, I don't know, it's cool to think that you can connect with kids across the world. I've even started, because I have so many regulars which are, students that I see often. And it's just so fun to kind of start connecting with them and building that relationship and like sort of having some little kind of inside jokes together. Even with kids that, are a little more advanced with the English language. I mean, there's still a lot of limitations. There's still a lot of times when, we have to get creative and kind of being able to communicate what we're trying to communicate, but through gestures or pictures or whatever. But at the same time, we're still able to build those strong relationships and, like I said, kind of have those inside jokes. Like one, for example, with one of my kiddos, when he read a story about an ape, because he was doing words with long A sound, A, ape. I have this really cool giant ape toy that, I could easily pull out that kind of went with that story. And, I pretended that, oh, because Cage was in the story too. So I could pretend that, he let the ape out of the cage, and I pretend that, the ape is, I don't know, attacking me or whatever. But it's like, oh, no, you left the ape out of the cage. And he just, laughs. And then, he draws a cage on our slides that we're teaching, that I'm using to teach, and you know, it's just kind of like this joke, and then the lessons build on each other. So then when I had him again a couple days later, the ape came up again. And so, you know, I try to be very mindful of remembering those kinds of things. And so I knew that we had done that on the last lesson. I remembered it. So brought out the ape again, and oh no, you let him out again, you know, and then he just laughs and laughs and laughs and draws the cage. And I just think that's just a good lesson in general to remember with kids, you know, that relationships are number one. And I don't care if, you know, you both speak English or you don't, it doesn't matter. I don't care if, you know, you're working with a kiddo or you have a family member who's nonverbal or doesn't speak, you know, very much verbal language. That doesn't really matter. You can still build that relationship. You can always build a relationship. There's so much relationship building that can come in through nonverbal ways. You know, it's a smile. A smile goes a long way. Just being playful too can just really bridge those gaps. So anyway, just wanted to share that I really adore this job, both of my jobs. I feel very fortunate to have these experiences. Now, I wish I could have a little more sleep, and I need to start working out again, but, you know, other than that, it just, you know, it really brings something to my life. So I hope for everyone, I don't care what it is, that, you know, you have something that brings you joy and meaning to your life, because it's important. All right, talk to you later. Bye.